If you're feeling down, exercise may seem like the last thing you want to do, especially if you're suffering from depression. More than 17 million Americans are diagnosed with clinical depression, so you're certainly not alone. The good news is that the combined results of more than 35 scientific studies show that people who exercise as part of their depression treatment plan show even more improvement than those who just take antidepressant medication alone. Here are some things you should know about the exercise and depression connection. Most antidepressants work by affecting the body's serotonin levels. Serotonin is one of the chemical messengers in your brain, regulating your mood, appetite, and ability to get a good night's sleep. During aerobic exercise, serotonin is released in your brain. This is one of the most important reasons that exercise is considered your body's natural defense against depression. Exercise also releases natural morphine-like chemicals in your brain called endorphins, which boost your mood and lift your spirits. Endorphins create that elated feeling after a good workout, often referred to as a runner's high. Finally, exercise can give you the time to focus your thoughts without those bothersome interruptions we all endure. A long walk provides the opportunity to think things through. So lace up your sneakers and lift up your frame of mind. Don't forget, it's best to get the go-ahead from your doctor before beginning any exercise program. And remember, it doesn't matter what type of aerobic exercise you do, walking, running, biking, swimming, just make sure to get your heart rate up and keep moving for at least 20 minutes. As long as you exercise 3 or more times a week, you'll be on your way to shaping up both your body and your mood. I'm Dr. Richard Flanagan.